This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Serious, right, Phil?
Yes, I am.
7 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We're all here. Not sure where Dougie is, but apparently they said, go, Jen, go. So
he'll be back momentarily.
He'll be back momentarily, which we never want to ask for details when that happens because God only knows what it might be. Whew. All right, well, let's talk about the news, shall we? This new milestone, actually, for Bubba Wallace was a big one. If you are a fan of NASCAR, you might have seen some of the chants that stole away the headlines over the weekend. Not very kind to the president. There were some blank Joe Biden chants that were rocking the NASCAR race, but it didn't overshadow the fact that Bubba Wallace became the second black driver to win at NASCAR's Top Cup Series. Once the rain stopped, anyway, on Monday, that playoff race at the Talladega Super Speedway. And, again, they wonder why we talk about these things. But, ladies, this is something that's remarkable. It's a landmark. We celebrate it. And, apparently, for Bubba Wallace, he had quite the road to go. He drove through a crash and to the front of the field 5 laps before the second rain stoppage of the race. Wallace is in the first season of driving for the 23X1 racing team owned by Michael Jordan and a partner. And it seems like this is the time of year when we focus a little more. I think people are starting to snuggle in. We've got the baseball playoffs underway. Certainly NASCAR is a factor. The football season well underway. Basketball, hockey getting ready to start. This is like a man's dream at this moment in October, I think.
Awesome. I think a woman's dream too, right? A lot of women, a lot of female fans.
How about
this? Sports too?
A sports lover's dream.
Yeah. I mean, NASCAR is one of those things where I've never been to a race, you know, in person. I have friends who've gone and they say it's incredibly loud and you actually leave dirty. So yeah. That has not sold it for me. Like, I don't even glamp, so like that's like way too much. But NASCAR is one of those things that I'd love to do. Like, I'd love to be in a NASCAR and driving on a track.
Oh, that'd be fun to do it. And I think you also actually have to be at the race. I don't know. My uncle's a big NASCAR fan. I tune out after the first or second. I mean, it's just, to me, it's a lot of cars and a lot of noise, and I just don't quite get it. And maybe the art of driving is lost on me. I don't know. But my uncle loves it, and he contends that once you go see it live, then that's when you really become a fan because it is that sound, the action, like with a lot of sporting events. I think people's, you know, fanitude gets solidified after they might see their first in-person game.
Fanitude, that's like my new word.
Yeah, I know, I just made it up. You also
feed off of everybody else's energy, too. So it's a lot more fun when you're around a whole bunch of people and cheering, and sometimes you don't even know what you're cheering for, but you're so wrapped up in cheering that it's fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's that in-person experience that is really, truly good. So congratulations, Bubba Wallace. All right, our other favorite team sport to watch, politics, of course, seems to be well at play. I don't know how great a day it is to be Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. I don't know if you ladies saw it, but there was video that was released the other day of Senator Sinema, who teaches at Arizona State University still. She was back home. She was teaching. She was walking into the bathroom, and some protesters followed her. She's given some opposition. She's a Democrat, but she's in a very purple state. And the Build Back Better plan, she says, is just too expensive and there's not a way to pay for it. So she's been in opposition to that plan and kind of holding things up for Democrats who have attached both the reconciliation bill, the Build Back Better plan, along with a bipartisan infrastructure bill. And she goes to the bathroom and people start videotaping her in the bathroom. Did you see this?
I heard about it, but yeah, that's disgusting.
It was insane. And apparently now she came back to Washington, D.C., and she was attacked at Reagan National Airport by people who were up in her face and, like, getting in her way, screaming at her about the climate and about immigration. Lots of stuff that aren't even really, like, covered in these bills, but they're, like, attacking her where she goes. Joe Manchin is another one of these holdouts. He's a senator from West Virginia, and he's kind of funny. He says he has
the humble guy on the yacht. Yeah.
Yeah, but it seems mostly like a yacht to me, but he says it's a houseboat. Whatever.
Right.
People were like floating up next to him though and screaming things at him while he was out in the water. People are taking it, when we say taking it to the streets, I mean they're like taking it to the streets. In Los Angeles where I live, they actually had to create a law that you can't go and sit on lawmakers' lawns and protest because people were doing that. They were going to the mayor's mansion, the mayor's house, mansion, whatever they want to call it, and they'd be sitting on the grass waiting for him to leave every morning. And they're, I guess, when is enough enough? When is your right to protest infringing on other people's right to, like, go to the bathroom and walk into your garage in your shorts?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is, you know, we saw this happen a lot during the Trump administration, right? You know, people in the administration.
People were getting attacked at restaurants, I know.
Right. And so this just shows that this really doesn't know one political party. This is just sort of like, if you don't like, I mean, and this happens all the time. It's unfortunate. And this is, you know, at this point with social media, everybody feels that their opinion is, you know, matters and that everyone needs to hear their opinions all the time. And I think this is just like the real life version of that continuation. It's, I mean, following someone into the bathroom, it's like, come on. I mean, it's just stupid.
Well, and what's really dumb, and I, you know, I hate to always be like the one to like tamp down the fun police here, but this lady, multiple people were with her when she was walking into the bathroom to record Christian Cinema. Her name was Blanca, because she says, my name is Blanca, and I was an immigrant, and my grandfather died, and I couldn't even go back to see him when he died, because I don't have a pathway to citizenship, and how dare you not support this plan, because I need a pathway to citizenship. Well, here's why Blanca is a little out to lunch. The citizenship and amnesty is not even part of the Build Back Better bill, because the Senate parliamentarian pulled that out. They were trying to push everything into Build Back Better, and the parliamentarian said, this is a budget reconciliation bill. You can't have sweeping immigration reform as part of that, and they pulled it out. It wasn't Kyrsten Sinema. It has nothing to do with immigration, but these people, I guess, are so energetic, but yet don't have all the information that they're attacking this woman to vote on immigration when it's not even an option for her to do that. So it seems like we have to maybe inform these activists before they start, you know, flushing for freedom, something like that.
Right.
The freedom. I'm a freedom flusher. I'm going to start a new group. I'm just going to wait in bathrooms for politicians.
Hey, it's better than being a toe tapper, right? If I'm a freedom flusher, I'm the next stall over of the toe tappers.
Then you've got a toe tapper and the reach across. You don't want those guys. No. All right. So this fight on the budget bill continues. We'll have the latest between Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer. I think it's a grudge match, ladies, as the DJV show continues at 14 minutes past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, Each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We're all here. Doug, you'll be along momentarily. And guys, this was a crazy story. And Jay, I'm wondering if you saw it. I know you're a TikToker for your nieces. Victoria, I don't know if you do TikTok. I do not.
I watch it sometimes, but I'm not on it.
There was a TikTok user who went to Brian Laundrie's sister's house. Now, there was Brian Laundrie is the person who is either on the run or has found his demise. He's the one who's being accused of killing his fiance, Gabby Petito. He's wanted by the FBI for bank fraud. No one can find him, even Dog the Bounty Hunter. Well, his sister told protesters outside of her home in Lakewood Ranch, Florida, that her family has been ignoring her following the disappearance of her brother and the death of his fiance, Gabby Petito. When asked if her parents were helping Brian evade authorities, she said, quote, "I don't know," and said that she hadn't been able to speak with them. She said, "I'm in the boat where I'm getting ignored by my family and thrown under the bus by my family's attorney." This was in an interview that she did with a group of protesters on her lawn with the TikTok user Chronicles of Olivia. Apparently, the lawyer that Cassie is talking about is Steve Bertolino, who's been the public face for the Laundrie family. He said to the news media that he doesn't represent Cassie and that her comments can only be attributed to the press twisting my words and hers. That's what the lawyer is saying, which were only given to clarify prior mischaracterizations by the press with the hopes of further sensationalizing this tragic story. That was a statement made by the lawyer. Cassie made her first public remarks since an ABC interview that she did last month, and it's interesting to hear that the family shut her out. Now, I'd be curious to know, did they have a good relationship before? Are the parents shutting her out to protect her, to try to give her the ability to deny?
Plausible deniability.
Yeah. What is that all about? And why does it take someone on TikTok to get this?
And supposedly he is still out there. There's now the latest sighting of him in North Carolina. So it all seems that it's in the same kind of vicinity. But, yeah, that's a good point, Jen, of what was their relationship like before all of this? Did they just now stop talking to her and icing her out? Or is this something that, like, they didn't have a great relationship to begin with?
And it's also interesting how average-looking this guy Brian Laundrie is, because people, he's like Elvis, like he's everywhere. I mean,
well,
people have
like
spotted him in Canada, they've spotted him all over the place. It's nuts. Yeah.
But he's also nothing, I mean, not to be mean, but he's kind of just your typical, you know, skinny kind of white guy, basically. I mean, there's nothing that makes him stick out, which is probably working in his favor because everybody is seeing him and no one is seeing him. But there was this guy who came forward, to Jay's point, that was somewhere along the Appalachian Trail and said he saw Brian Laundrie in a white pickup truck. Where did he get that truck if this was indeed him? He said he seemed dazed. He thought at first he was on drugs. Then he wasn't so sure. And the guy kept saying, "I need to get to Los Angeles because I had a fight with my girlfriend, but I still love her." And apparently, according to
doesn't that almost sound like a confession?
Yeah,
like you know that people like psychologically need. Yeah, but psychologically, murderers need to tell someone about it. And so, whether they're a serial killer or it's an accidental murder, there are always some truths to that, you know. And so that kind of when I read that, I was like, oh, interesting. He's kind of getting half the story out there to appease his conscience, but at the same time, he's still not giving all the details. So to me, that seems like a plausible sighting.
He's not speaking to people mostly, and he's tired. That it would be completely plausible that he is kind
of. Well, and he also asked for directions to California via back roads.
I know.
Right?
He made it a point. I don't want to take the highways. So crazy. So I don't know. We'll see. No word from Dog the Bounty Hunter, but his daughter did get this guy to confirm that that was indeed the voice of Brian Laundrie. So we'll see if there's any later developments. We keep following it here on the DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour.
I'm out. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Forum for Conversation is the DJV program, and we have a trending time now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner is in the batter's box. You're not in the on deck circle, though. You're in the batter's box, right? Wouldn't you say you're in the batter's box now? You're up,
yep,
at bat.
Up to bat.
Hi, Daniel Craig is all over the place promoting the James Bond movie that comes out this weekend, and as a result of that, it would appear that he has achieved one more. There's another notch in his belt of accomplishments. What's that?
He is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and his star will actually be right next to another 007, Roger Moore's star.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and this is all happening tomorrow.
Why is it kind of leading up to the film? Where's Sean Connery's Bond? Where's his walk? His star on the Walk of Fame?
There might be people next to him already, because he's so much older, maybe.
Yeah. So he's
My only guess, is that there's no real estate near him.
I don't think Sean Connery does have one, because...
I'm thinking he doesn't, too. Yeah.
Roger Moore, David Niven, Pierce Brosnan, and Daniel Craig are the only four Bonds with a star.
How does Sean Connery not have a star?
Or does Sean Connery, does he have a star for something else? He should have a star on the Hollywood Walk.
He should have a star.
That's what I'm saying. A star,
maybe
period.
Maybe he didn't want to pay for it. Maybe that was it.
Oh, that's
now,
true. Maybe he
somebody would have
it.
Paid for it. The producers, the Broccolis would have paid for it, or the Broccolis.
The broccoli family.
The broccoli family, yeah, right. As opposed to the spinach family and the beet family. The fact that David Niven, I got a kick out of your not pronouncing it right. Does anybody else beside me know who David Niven is? Raise your hands, please. Aha.
I know the name. I've heard my mom mention that name, and I don't know what context.
Again.
No, I'm dead serious. I've heard my mom say that name. I can't remember why.
David Niven came out of the same era as Gene Barry. Is it Barry? Gene. Who is the guy that's in?
Hi, Gene. This isn't helping, but...
No, I know.
Is he a playwright or something?
No.
He was a dancer or something, and
an actor in musicals.
Okay.
He was considered a dandy. He was an Englishman. And he starred in an
adaptation. Are you talking about Gene Kelly? Are you trying to get to Gene Kelly?
Gene Kelly.
Okay.
Yes,
good.
Okay. Gene Kelly.
Sorry. How in the world?
Because
that?
The dancing and the singing, and I'm remembering my
Gene
mom
Kelly.
Saying something old school. So, yeah, I'm kind of going to Gene Kelly. Okay.
So David Niven is from that era. He was a song and dance guy. And he did a spoof of James Bond called Casino Royale, but it wasn't the same Casino Royale that was done later by
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig. So Niven is there only because he was the star of a spoof on James Bond. Pierce Brosnan
Weird.
Certainly belongs there. Roger Moore. Yeah, anyway. All right, so what else is happening? Rami Malek, does he have a... does he have a star yet? He's too young probably for a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, isn't he?
No, but he will be at the ceremony. He is going to deliver a speech. He plays the bad guy in the
Very
latest Bond film.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a great actor, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, that's they're Bond. You're going to see Bond all over the place. My prediction is for this weekend that this will be the biggest opening for probably 3 years. This thing will do... I bet you do close to $200 million on opening weekend.
I hope it does.
Yeah.
Well,
that movie that horrible thing Venom that opened last weekend did what 86? They only expected to do 50. Why do you, Jay? I'd ask you this question: why in the world do you go watch movies like that creature in that movie? My God, who'd want to see that? Yeah. Awful. The teeth
different
on that.
Strokes for different folks.
Okay. Okay, all right. I can't argue with that. All right, in the next half hour, we're going to celebrate the gas tax in New Jersey. Hooray! How about that, Victoria? You got something to celebrate here on the DJV program with Jen and Victoria and Jay and Doug at 28 after the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy is having a fatal effect on migrants trying to get to the U.S.-Mexico border. At least 50 migrants have died in the Panama jungle as they tried to reach the United States. Migrants faced brutal conditions as they made attempts to cross the Darien Gap from Colombia. One Haitian migrant said, "Many people died in the jungle. I saw about six people die in front of me in the river." House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy spoke out Tuesday at a new Department of Justice policy intended to crack down on alleged threats of violence against school officials by parents. Quote, President Biden's latest decision is part of a disturbing trend in the Democrat Party to silence parents. We should encourage family participation in our schools. End quote. The New York Yankees season came to an end 6-2 as the Boston Red Sox win Tuesday night's American League wildcard game. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNBC Tuesday is sounding the recession alarm if we don't raise the debt ceiling to pay for the government's high level of bills.
And, of course, our debt itself, U.S. Treasury securities have long been viewed as the safest asset on the planet that partly accounts for the reserve status of the dollar, and placing that in question by failing to pay any of our bills that come due would really be a catastrophic outcome. Expect it would cause a recession as well.
The national debt is north of $28 trillion. Recent comments by President Biden.
Not only are Republicans refusing to do their job, they're threatening to reuse the power, their power, to prevent us from doing our job, saving the economy from a catastrophic event. I think, quite frankly, it's hypocritical, dangerous, and disgraceful.
It should be noted Senator Joe Biden blocked raising the debt ceiling a handful of times. Florida Senator Rick Scott on Newsmax Tuesday.
These are just nice sound bites by the president and by Schumer when they should go do their job. They want to go spend the money by themselves. Republicans won't go along with that. So if they want to do that, then they will raise the debt ceiling by themselves. Now, it's still unfair to the American public, but the Democrats will have responsibility for what they're doing.
0 Hour is October 18th. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? A familiar, friendly voices of Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here in the beginning. It was all about the beginning, right? What else could you do at the beginning besides have the beginning? I've been reading a lot of spiritual books lately, and the contrast, the comparison of what role work plays in your life, what role play plays in your life. I've often been criticized, but I spend a lot of my waking hours in pursuit of things that end up being accomplishments. Some people call it work. I just like to think that I'm accomplishing things, and we accomplish things different. Everybody's got a different way to accomplish. Some people like to play, and they think that's good. Work and play balance depends on how you define it. One of the things that I find most useful in my days are naps. Naps are, if you can do it, I don't know, if you have a 9-to-5 job or an 8-to-5 job, it's hard to get a nap. Although more and more companies now are setting aside the new design in these Google offices. They set aside nap rooms so that people who come into the office, there are a lot of people who are there 10, 12 hours a day. And the recognition, the fact that people get sleepy, especially after they have a meal at lunchtime, get sleepy, right? So instead of having somebody who's sort of unproductive, you take a nap for 15, 20 minutes or whatever it is. I think it's fair. There are so many people that take smoke breaks still. Why isn't it fair for people who don't smoke to have a nap? Everybody buy into that? And that, I mean, in a job like this, you can't do it, but I'm just saying regular jobs.
A lot of companies actually kind of tried to do this nap room thing.
Jennifer.
Yes. And they're actually in New York. This is probably, I don't know, 10 years ago. They started these like nap pod places where you can actually go on your lunch break and like they give you pajamas and you nap, whatever. Well, clearly with the, you know, with COVID and everything, no one's sharing nap spaces. But a lot of companies faced backlash because the employees who did opt to take a nap were apparently kind of judged by their bosses as lazy or hungover or whatever was assigned to them. So it kind of backfired. It's not really, like, if you're going to nap, you want to do it where you're, you know, off the clock when your boss doesn't know.
Really?
You don't want to, like, I mean, it's like the gross, and we've all worked in offices, and it's the gross old guy who heads to the bathroom with a newspaper under his arm. It's like, dude, you've just put out, like, a siren signal of what you're going to do, and we know.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
We all know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh? I don't know. I would have problems, like, nap. Like, the way I'm envisioning it is, like, kindergarten where everybody laid on a cot next to each other. Oh, no. Like, maybe if I had my own nap room, maybe.
That's an interesting thought. Where Miles goes to school and where he has for the last couple of years, my grandson, they do have a nap room. They take a half hour at some point in time. They have to have quiet time. Some of the kids have a nap, and some they just, they are quiet. Miles is good for quiet time. He tells stories to himself. I don't know. It's just something to think about as a child or as an adult. Did you talk about when I wasn't around the last half hour, Shatner going up into space? We haven't touched that yet.
We did not. No, not yet.
All right.
Waited for you.
Oh, thank you. This guy's 90 years old. Something about him, I've been around him a few times, mostly at Jennifer's dad's house, but he's or at the horse show or whatever. He's a very interesting character in many different ways, as are most really good actors. They have a personality. It's hard to be an actor without a personality. And Shatner, I think, just keeps himself going and has maintained his health and his well-being because every day he has a project. Every day he has something to do. Every day he constructs. Kind of like what I was saying a few minutes ago.
He's a lot like you, and you don't stop. You know,
no.
Keep going.
Just keep
doing
going.
Something new. Right.
Right. So I want to do what he's doing. I hope I don't have to wait till I'm 90 to do it, and that is go up on the Blue Origin. I'd like to go on the one on Elon Musk that goes around.
Yeah.
Right.
You
want to do the Virgin?
I would like to do Branson's one. That just seemed like the shuttle is way cooler and you get a better view. And
It's a genteel
way. I'm not
way.
Down with that penis rocket that Bezos came up with.
Well, I like the idea of going up and going around for 3 or 4. As a matter of fact, I talked to my friend Nick Miles, who's the car expert that we have on and has a website, rautoexpert.com. He's getting friendly with Elon Musk, and so I thought we ought to try to make a deal so that we can
from space. Yeah,
exactly.
You should take a pickup truck up there.
Yeah. Well, he put a Tesla. Didn't the first he did put a Tesla in the first rocket that he sent, in orbit. So, okay, let's go to Victoria's home state of New Jersey, where they're going to cut the gas tax. This is something
like
new.
Unheard of,
pay
right?
Attention. Yes, right.
I have never in my lifetime.
They're cutting a tax?
Yes.
Cutting it. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I've never heard of this happening, but everyone in New Jersey is pretty excited about it. So it's starting this week. The tax rate will decrease by 8.3 cents per gallon. So now we're actually below California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and New York. They all have higher gas taxes than New Jersey at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to raise it last year. They justified raising it last year because no one was driving anywhere. New Jersey is a big commuter state. And so no one drove. I mean, I think we put 5 miles on our car in months. And so they raised the gas tax. And now because they've recouped some of those losses, now they've actually, which is millions of dollars, and they lost a lot of gas tax revenue, they've recouped some of it. And so now they're dropping.
So compare this, to Victoria, compare this to the California tax, which is about 94 cents a gallon, if I remember correctly, Jennifer, correct?
Yep.
If I'm wrong, it's 94, 95 cents.
And it goes up every year.
Yeah,
so
automatically.
We're down to 42.4 cents now.
But do you see the outrage there to have twice as much in taxes? What do you get for it in California?
It's not nice roads because you'll drive around and get a pothole. I mean, you'll need a flat tire. You'll get a flat tire. It's ridiculous.
Potholes on the surface streets. I'm thinking of Sepulveda, but I can name you a dozen streets that are heavily trafficked, and they have, you know, Olympic, any of the Pico, any of those north, south, or east, west streets.
What do you call it? Pico?
Or Pico,
excuse me. Yeah, I was going to say, that's, you're like an L.A. guy, it's Pico.
I know, it's Pico, yes, right. Right, anyway.
You say Pico, I say Pico.
I'll say Pico. Let's call the whole thing off.
Well, you know what's going to be the really, I don't know, the salt and the fresh wounds that I have all over me from living in California is that they will clean up the streets in the areas around where the Olympics will be in 2028.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that's, so, that happens everywhere.
They clean
every
up everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
yep.
The thing is that ridiculous. We've been paying into this forever, and they should be doing it now just because it's the right thing to do, not because they're trying to clean up for company.
Right. I mean, that's crazy.
Okay, what do you do with a middle school teacher who is having relations with teenagers in her car?
Ugh. Send her to jail?
That's probably what's going to happen.
Well, pedophile is a pedophile.
She's
in
jail.
I mean, if it were a man teacher, she'd be in jail immediately, right?
Right.
So.
14-year-old former student for the last 2 months, Brittany Lopez Murray, booked yesterday in Miami-Dade on multiple felonies, including lewd, a battery, molestation, engaging in acts with a child. She's been a teacher for 4 years. No disciplinary problems. She was teacher of the year in 2017.
I bet she was.
Who votes on that? Anyway, she is married. And let's see here. What
not
else?
For long.
Uh-uh. Anyway, so this thing was going on, though, for a long time, apparently.
Well,
she got caught because the boy's father saw a picture on the son's phone of the two of them naked in the back seat of the car.
Oh my God!
So,
and this is going to be a Lifetime movie.
Of course it is. Yeah.
It's been many Lifetime movies, and now this will be the new one.
Right. It's like when the adult is a woman, it's almost like this weird love story, and it's tragic and all this
That's
stuff. And then when it's a guy, it's like, oh, gross.
You're
it's
crazy.
Like, no, it's all gross. It's
they
all
went into the, they parked behind the Publix Market in the Westland Mall.
Romantic.
Very romantic.
And you know how he got high-fived, right? I mean, this, like Jay's saying, it's different when it's a woman teacher and a male student. Like, it's just, it's different. Like, we accept it differently. It's so bizarre. Ugh.
And now, and then in the same town yesterday, a former high school teacher was arrested. And somehow or other, I don't know how they find these, but he had 600 child porn pictures and videos on his laptop. I don't know, again, how do they find it? I don't know how they find that stuff, but Hialeah is that's where the racetrack is. A lot of things going on down there that people probably... And then I suppose maybe to top this all off, the stories floating around the last 24 hours about the sexual abuse problems in the Catholic Church in France. Apparently there have been 216,000-plus minors who have been accosted in France by priests since the 1950s. 216 identified. So how many are not identified that are in this? And you can
well,
this is talking about a whitewash. Jeez,
yeah, and sometimes the victims themselves don't want to come forward.
Yeah.
And when they do, you know, it's not received well by the family and they're not supported and sometimes they're ostracized. It's a horrible experience.
Okay, speaking of horrible, Jen, do you have an update on the Mexican border? Apparently, excuse me, there are over 100,000 missing people. And the Mexican, I don't know who's looking for them, their families and stuff, but they just disappeared. Where do they go?
It's the kids. It's the unaccompanied minors. You know, so many parents are using, so many kids are being taken or being used as a pass to get into the country because we have this rule. If you're with a kid, you can get in.
You can get in.
And I've heard in this guy that did an interview with us at CRN yesterday, his name's Stephen Williford, and he went to the border. And have you guys heard about the rape trees? Apparently,
nope, I don't think I want to, but go ahead.
When they bring kids in or when kids are captured, a lot of the cartels and they put them into child sex trafficking. And if you go to the border, there are children's clothes that are just flung around areas because they will begin raping them to kind of assert control over them against trees, and they'll throw their clothes, whatever they were wearing, out into the field. And so if you walk the border in certain areas where there's crossings like this, you are going to see just a huge amount of children's clothes just flung, ripped, shredded, that have been sent out into this area. It's insane. We're not paying attention to some of the real problems. The child and the female sex trafficking is really, really bad right now. And from what I've heard from the administration, they expect 400,000 more people are going to be coming here. Again, there's already another surge just in October. I mean, when is this going to be enough? When is it too much? It already is. We're going to be well over, I think, 2 million people by the end of the year that have come in through the southern border. And those are just the people that we know about. What about the kids? What about the women? What about the people who don't get caught? The gotaways is what they call them, that just get into the country and we don't even have an idea of how to track them.
Speaking of surges, our latest DJV download is a focus on the surge, or lack thereof, depends on where you are. Alaska was the focus of the surge and our conversation, and then we've had conversations about where the numbers are going down, and the practical side of the question in the podcast, who should we believe about the numbers? Is it better or is it worse? It depends, I guess, on how you look at the whole reality. Clint Eastwood wins a lawsuit, Kelly Clarkson's divorce battle, Where's Brian Laundrie, and the George Floyd statue, all part of the conversation just in the DJV download itself. You can listen to the program all day, the full show all day, every day, at djvshow.com. You can find our download, the podcast, at djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Past the hour. This is the DJV program. Those of you who listened to this spot on the program last week, you remember that normally I have Uri Geller here to talk about things that are going on in his life and things that are going on in the world with his perspective. Very important. But I invited his daughter, Natalie. I have known Natalie since she was in diapers. She may not want people to know that, but I've known Uri for a long time, and Natalie was just a kid, little kid, when I met her. And I remember watching her grow up, and I kind of experienced some of the things with Uri that you were talking about last week, Natalie, the going to places with him and experiencing the crowds and stuff. But, you know, taking all that away and just being a daughter and a father and what that has brought you to with this book, Good Night, I got to pronounce it. Uri, you pronounce it better than I do. You pronounce it.
The book is called Good Night, Hamudim. I love the word Hamudim. By the way, if you didn't know this, Doug, but Hebrew hasn't changed for around 5,000 years. So if you would have had that word, Hamudim, 5,000 years ago, it would be pronounced the same way, and it would almost be written the same way. This is quite extraordinary. I don't know of any other language that survived 5,000 years without changing. So Good Night, Hamudim is a brilliant book. And I'm saying this because, you know, I'm a father who is so proud of my daughter and our beautiful two granddaughters, Leah and Romy. And Natalie is American. She loves living in Los Angeles. I love living in Israel, but I have a feeling that her book will become a bestseller.
Well, it speaks to, as a lot of your books have been translated into different languages, this book is in English, and obviously it's in Hebrew, and so it hits a point. And for those who want a translation, good night, sweet person, in, I think is kind of is
right.
The translation.
Right, it's a term of endearment used for kids.
Right. So what is there in this, Natalie, that comes from your experience? What are you writing about that you can go back and say, yep, when I was 3 or 5 or 8, I had this experience, or this relates to an experience I had?
Well, I mean, you'll see in the books, you know, how we did use some little segments from Goodnight Moon with the three little bears, but we just changed it to make it, you know, like an Israeli version. When we grew up in summers in Israel every year, we would go to the beach and everyone would be eating hummus, and everybody, you know, on Shabbat dinners, you use the Shabbat candles, and it really puts your Jewish culture in there. So all these memories I had from growing up, where we would do Shabbat, where we would go to Israel, where, you know, you would wear, there's a phrase in there that's kafkafim, which is sandals for us. It's flip-flops, but it's just, you know, when you use that word, you already see everyone in Israel and Tel Aviv on the beach wearing their flip-flops. It just really invokes all of these cultural memories from when I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, there's culture to be sure. Uri, the internationally well-known spoon bender, philosopher, some people say he's a magician. I don't find that term applicable. How much of what your father is have you inherited, Natalie, do you think?
Well, I certainly have tried very hard bending spoons since, you know, I'm an adult at this point in my life, which I can't do. But I think that there's definitely some kind of psychic element of chemistry with even me and my brother Dan, and for my dad. I know that as a kid, I would, you know, be able to think about things, and my dad would suddenly say, oh, I have a feeling you're thinking about this, or
I couldn't find
a school book one time, and I had to hand it in or I would get a fine. And I said to my dad, I've been looking for this book everywhere. He said, it's in a box in your room, in the wardrobe. I said, I've looked everywhere. He said, Nat, I'm telling you, go inside the shoebox, lift it up. Lo and behold, I go inside, I lift up the shoebox, and there's the book.
There it is.
So we definitely are on a wavelength within the family of understanding each other.
And I think that's the fabulous part of it. So you get that translation. Again, this book is at Amazon. You can find it on Amazon. Good night. Can I not pronounce
Hamudim. Good night, Hamudim.
Good night, Hamudim.
That's it, dog. You did it.
I got it. All right, Uri.
It's really cute because the book also, you know, I put pictures of the family inside it. So it's really special to me.
It's really sweet.
And really personal. Yeah. And hopefully, you know, once we get to go to Israel after all this COVID is done, my dad will be able to read it to them.
Well, you know what we should do? We make a deal right now. I'm going over for his birthday in December. We'll make sure that everything is done by then. All right. Natalie Geller-Caldez and Uri Geller, her father, the story of them and their relationship and the book, Good Night, Hamudim. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.